situation for you. It's about constantly refining your criteria and in the meantime, having the experiences you need in order to learn so you can eventually focus 100% on the woman of your dreams. Google Corey Wayne, how to attract the perfect woman. You won't have to spend your time with her wondering if the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. You will have been on the other side and experienced it. I want you to have someone who knocks your socks off. Besides, that is your birthright as a child of the Creator. I will focus on giving you tools for lasting change so you can permanently undo your not-so-desirable habits and bring out the amazing man you are inside, the one that all women are just dying to meet. The great news is that you already have this natural talent and ability inside. If you will allow me to coach you how to be comfortable being yourself, then you can be a 3% man and you will own the heart of your lady for life. Part 2, The Way Things Are, My Evolution of Understanding. I have dated many beautiful women. In my earlier years, I said and did all the wrong things that we men tend to do. In my later years of dating, I finally got it right. So how did I go from clueless wonder to this point of understanding? There was one woman, my missing link, if you will, that opened my eyes to understanding women. Don't get me wrong, all the women in my life and all of my dating experiences helped bring me to the point where I am today, but it was this particular woman that helped me put it all together. I mentioned this story in the introduction, but I wanted to go over it again to show how this particular relationship actually helped to evolve my understanding of women. In my earlier years of dating, somewhere around 1994, I met this woman. She had dark hair, dark eyes, nice skin, and she was tiny. She told me straight out, I'm 105 pounds. We had gone to high school together, but she had been a year behind me. I hadn't seen her for a couple of years, and I was out with a good friend of mine. She walked up, and I was just stunned. Her beauty left me breathless. I was having some beers with my buddy Sean, and he introduced us. I could tell she was interested by the way she was looking at me. I could feel that she was really attracted to me. That was my first awareness of understanding. There had been several times in my life where I had thought a woman was attracted to me and then could never get any further than her phone number. This was blatant and in my face. I could feel her attraction. There was no doubt in my mind that this woman had a high level of attraction. I was still pretty clueless back then, though. The night went on, and we went our separate ways. When I woke up the next day, the horrible feeling dawned on me. I didn't get her phone number. However, she had told me where she worked. I took a chance and called her at work and basically said, "Hi, this is Corey." She told me she was really busy, but asked me to give her my number, and she would call me back the next day. Deep down, I feared she would never call back like all the others. I gave her my number, and I was just so in awe. I actually had butterflies in my stomach. This was the first time I had met a girl that I really liked that was really into me. She called me the next day, and I talked to her for at least an hour and a half on the phone. While we talked, she told me things such as she had just split up with her boyfriend, and then went on to volunteer all this other information about herself. She was asking me all these questions like, "How come you don't have a girlfriend?" I was kind of an open book. I wasn't very mysterious. It wasn't until later that I figured out I hadn't handled that part the right way. The right thing to do would have been to talk for no more than 10 minutes and then say, "Hey, when are you free to meet up for a drink?" Make definite plans and get off the phone. However, she did most of the talking, which was exactly the right thing to do. Honestly, I don't really remember much of what I said to her. I just let her talk and I listened. I have found that women love to talk, men just need to learn how to listen. Believe me, gentlemen, there is a right and a wrong way to the art of listening that we will be covering later in the book. Finally, she asks, "Why don't we go to lunch this week?" I jumped right on that and set a date. That was another thing I did right without even realizing it. I made a firm commitment for a date and then left it at that. So she showed up for lunch that day wearing these really short shorts. She had an unbelievable body with a nice tan, and she was breathtaking, absolutely drop-dead gorgeous. I was working construction at the time. I was still going to school for construction management, and I was a project engineer at the job site office. I was in the back and I heard the door open and she walked in. The guys called out front saying, "Corey, your lunch date's here." When I walked out, the guys had been having a meeting at the conference table and they were just staring at her. It felt so good because she was obviously there to go out with me. That was another thing I did right. I knew she was there for me and took pride in it. It didn't make me jealous to have all these other guys staring at the woman I was dating. They were jealous of me being with her, but they were enjoying what they were seeing. In that regard, I was in a place of strength and confidence. A woman definitely takes notice of little things like that. We went up the street and had a great lunch. Again, she did most of the talking, which was the right thing. The truth is that I was nervous and couldn't think of much to say, so she just went on talking. She was very aggressive. After that first date, she was paging me and we'd meet out and have some drinks. With hindsight, I realize now that she was pursuing me because I did so little of the talking. I was a bit of a mystery to her. In reality, I was an open book and not sure of myself enough to speak up. She just had not caught on to that yet. My only thought was, this is great. This girl's all over me. Her dad was very wealthy and he owned a nightclub in Fort Lauderdale. One night she invited me there. I went with another friend of mine. It was a very busy club and she had all these guys coming up to her, hugging her, and she seemed to know everybody there. She kept walking away and talking and all these people kept grabbing her to talk. Finally, my friend said, "Let's go, dude. She doesn't care about you." I was pretty bummed out, but agreed. The next morning she called me and asked, "What happened to you last night? I looked everywhere for you." I held the phone away thinking, what? I found out by accident that I had done the right thing and I had just walked away. The strongest negotiating position is being able to walk away and mean it. Michael Yon. What is the quickest way to gain someone's attention? Remove yours. If a woman is too sure of you, if she thinks she can walk all over you, her attraction drops. As I said earlier, it's a scientific fact that women are more attracted to men whose feelings are unclear. Most of the time, women won't call you and ask you out. They'll simply call to say, "I had a great time the other night. I was thinking about you. Hey, this is really random." And then proceed to talk about some innocuous subject. Think of dating like playing poker. You simply want to hold your cards close to your vest so she reveals her cards first. When women are uncertain or unclear of your interests, they will put themselves into your orbit by contacting you. When a woman starts chasing you by initiating contact first, usually after the second or third date on average, it causes her to start chasing you more and more. She'll call, text, email, message, etc. more and more as the weeks go by. It's always better if a woman thinks that she wants you a little more than you want her. When that happens, talk for only a few minutes and then ask, "Hey, when are you free to get together again?" and make your next date. You should always assume that when a woman reaches out to you, she's really trying to make it easy for you to make another date to get together. Once a woman feels comfortable enough, she will start calling you more and more as the weeks go by, assuming you keep doing more things right than wrong. So by not sitting back and letting her walk all over me by walking away, I demonstrated my strength in letting her know that I wasn't going to take being ignored. I showed that I could walk away from her at any time. This wasn't the truth of what happened, but that wasn't how she saw it. I had walked away because I felt she didn't care about me, and now she wanted to know where I was at and what I was doing. It baffled me at the time. This went on for another 2 or 3 weeks, and we went out a couple of more times. I never did kiss her. We hugged every time we saw each other, but I just didn't have the guts to go for it. How do you know when a woman is open to being kissed? As you are talking and you are sitting close, her knee may be touching yours. She may be touching your arm or body. She may be leaning toward you, standing so close that her body is bumping yours, etc. Then as she's talking slowly, move your eyes from looking into hers to looking at her lips, then back to her eyes, slowly back to her lips, and then into her eyes again over the course of 5 to 7 seconds. If she looks at your lips at any time while you are doing this, it means she's ready to be kissed. Do it! If you wait and hesitate too long, she will lose attraction and assume you are not worthy. If you hesitate, you will masturbate. Eventually, she stopped calling. It got to the point where I called her and left a message. She called me the next day at my house, but she knew I wasn't there. I was at work. She had always paged me before, so she had called me at home on purpose when she knew I wouldn't be there. The bottom line was that I was so easy and so available that she saw me as weak and thought she could basically have her way with me. She would invite me to come out, and I would meet her. I didn't take control. I had no center. Eventually, she saw that, and then she just blew me off. A guy who is good-looking can get away on his looks for the first few dates. If he's not centered, weak, and always does what she wants, her attraction will lower to the point where she doesn't want to see him anymore. That was what happened with me. I was devastated. It was about 6 months later when I met the woman who would become my ex-wife. I remember being out on a date at the same bar where I had met the other woman. My ex-wife was all over me, and I remember seeing the other woman out of the corner of my eye just staring at the two of us together. Once again, I was confused, thinking, I don't get it. I'm with somebody else. She didn't want me before. Now I'm with my new girlfriend, and she's always checking me out. If I was out without my ex-wife, she'd come up and flirt with me. I kept thinking, what gives? I don't get it. Women like a guy who has options with women, but don't rub it directly in her face. When you are with a woman and she knows or assumes you are dating other women, just make her feel a little more special than the other girls you are dating. Otherwise, she'll assume you plan on having sex and blowing her off as another notch in your bedpost. So if she says, how many other women are you dating? Say, I don't kiss and tell, but none of those girls are as awesome as you are, honey, with a James Bond smirk on your face. That's all. Keep it simple, charming, playful, and a little vague. Let her fill in the blanks in her mind. It is all about the energy and the confidence the guy exudes. I'm sure every guy has had this experience. Whenever they are dating someone, every girl wants them. When they are single, no one wants to date them. Women have this radar. When a woman sees a guy with a woman, especially another beautiful woman, she wonders, what's that guy got? Women are very competitive in that respect. Why you should not get advice from women about women. When I was having trouble understanding women, I remember going to my women friends for advice. I figured, hey, they're women, so they should have a clue and be able to help me out, right? Wrong. The advice they gave me seemed sound, and it meshed with what I had always thought about women. This sometimes pisses women off, but the truth is, the average woman does not understand what attracts them to one guy versus another. What they say they want in a man is not what they actually date and stay with. Most women, when you bring your problems about understanding another woman to them, will try to make you feel better about what is going on. It's just like when you try to date a woman, she is not going to tell you straight out, hey, I'm really not interested. A woman friend is not going to burst your ego and tell you, hey, it sounds as though she just doesn't like you, move on. Instead, they will give you rationalizations. Maybe she's just coming out of a bad relationship. Maybe she really isn't getting your calls. Maybe she just likes you too much and is afraid of getting into something right now. Women are emotional beings and will always think about how what they say is going to make you feel. So take their advice with a grain of salt. Why do women, even our female friends, do this to us? I believe it is mostly because they don't want to deal with your questions of, so tell me why she doesn't like me. Is there something wrong with me, without hurting your feelings? They would rather try to soothe it over and nudge you gently in another direction rather than being straight up about their suspicions and hurt you. Women are all about emotions and emotional reactions. Men are more straightforward. While men may deal from a place of emotions, they don't take time to necessarily look at the emotional side of the equation. They would rather have simple, non-emotionally clouded answers. The trouble is that our women friends do nothing more than cloud the issue rather than setting us straight. Why women want to chase you. Another part of it is that women often know what they want, they just don't know how to express it in terms of how to get there. Women say they want romance, and on a certain level that's true. But they also want to be engaged in the chase. Dating is a full experience of emotions for them. They don't want everything dropped in their laps. They want to feel as though they have earned your love and that you have earned theirs. Here's how to get women to chase you by understanding the love and relationship dynamic between little girls and their fathers. Little girls tend to go to their fathers and sit on their laps for love and reassurance. When a girl becomes unsure of herself, afraid, or upset, she will go sit in her daddy's lap for love and reassurance. He is her rock, her unmovable mountain that is always there and always accepts and loves her unconditionally. He makes her feel safe and comfortable. I remember a trip to the beach I took one time with a former girlfriend, her 7-year-old daughter, and some family. During the day, we were in the pool because it was hot. The father of my girlfriend's daughter was never around very much. He was constantly disappointing her. I remember the sad look on her face after her father would tell her he was not going to be seeing her when she wanted to see him. It made her feel like he did not love her. However, I was a father figure that took his place when he was not around, which was most of the time. As I was standing in the middle of the pool, my girlfriend's daughter kept jumping from the side of the pool into my arms. It was more like she would fall into my arms, so I would grab her and embrace her. She got in and out of the pool dozens of times to do this. She never tired of it. I remember another time when I was picking up her daughter to take her for the day to Disney World, one of her favorite places. As I was driving to pick her up, she would call me to see where I was and how close I was. When I arrived at her grandmother's house to pick her up, she said to me with a big, beautiful smile on her face, "Stop! Wait there!" So I stopped, and she started to run towards me. She jumped into my arms, and I knelt down to catch her. I picked her up for a big hug and kiss. I love that little munchkin, and still do today, even though she's all grown up. Time flies. She totally opened my heart and changed my life. Kids are our greatest teachers. The important thing to understand about the love and relationship dynamic between little girls and their fathers and why it causes women to chase the men they desire is they both crave the unconditional love and masculine presence of the men they love or care about. When a woman contacts you by telephone, text, email, instant message, etc., she is looking for you to communicate through your actions that she is loved, wanted, and adored. When women become unsure of where they stand with you or when they miss you, they contact you so you can make it easy for them to get the love and reassurance they are seeking. So if a woman contacts you, you must assume it is because she wants you physically, emotionally, spiritually, and mentally. She wants to be penetrated by you and your love. Obviously, little girls grow up and have adult relationships with the men they love. However, this dynamic of how women go about getting this love is similar to how they seek love and support from their fathers. When a woman contacts you, she wants you in some way. If you really love and care about her, you will facilitate getting together. Women assume that if you do not facilitate getting together when they contact you, that you don't care for them or want them. It does not matter what you say, what you promise in the future, or what you did for them last week. If you don't make a date or make room in your schedule for her right now, she will assume that you don't love her that much anymore. When women do not feel that you love them or love them enough, they will feel hurt and often become bitchy and resentful. Google Corey Wayne, "Men, beware of the bitchy woman." Think about what this means. Women will chase you if you give them the space to miss you by not chasing them. Your inaction will cause them to take some action to get confirmation that you care and desire them. In essence, all you really have to do is simply say yes to their advances. If a woman is chasing you, she can't be getting rid of you. Why chase women when women not only are dying to chase you, but they've been training, conditioning, thinking, feeling, and acting as the pursuer of masculine love and presence their whole lives? Men who chase women get rejected because the very act of chasing a woman is a submissive feminine quality. Plus, it simply will not feel right to a woman if you chase her. If you do, she will become flaky, unsure of things, confused, etc. One of the biggest booming industries in the publishing world that caters to women is the romance novel. They sell millions of these books to women all over the world. You will find that even the most intelligent of women, ones that proclaim these books to be nothing more than drivel, have read one or two of these books at one time or another in their lives. What is the big draw? Most of your romance novels have a very basic formula to them. You can even go to the manuscript submission pages for the publishing houses and find what the formula is. Boy meets girl. Boy usually treats girl with indifference. Girl finds boy contemptible, yet cannot seem to stay away from him. Girl and boy fight the growing attraction. Boy ends up with girl in a very romantic ending. When you ask a woman what she wants, what she says she wants, and what she actually emotionally responds to are two different things. When you ask a woman what she wants in a guy, she will usually respond with something like, well, I want a man that wines me, dines me, and buys me flowers. When you treat her that way, she blows you off and for some reason goes out with a guy who does none of those things for her. Everybody has seen the guy that's dating a beautiful woman and is kind of a jerk to her. So what is it that attracts her to the bad boy and causes her to blow off the nice guy? Google Corey Wayne, Women Want a Man Who Is a Challenge. The simple answer to that is the nice guy is easy. She can completely have her way with him. He's not strong. He's not centered. He acts more like a woman than a man. Emotionally, that does not make her feel safe or that he could actually protect her. It says to her that he is untrustworthy and that basically he will do or say anything just to make her happy. She won't trust his masculine core because if he won't stand up for himself to her and if she were ever in any physical danger, he'd bolt and leave her to defend herself. That is not what a woman wants. A woman wants someone who is a partner, someone who can take the direction in the relationship. An alpha male is a leader. A man's job is to lead the interaction to where he wants it to go. Whether you have just met or you have been together in a 10-year relationship, you have to know what you want. It's like when you call a woman you have just met and you ask her out. Instead of saying, well, gee, do you think maybe you'd like to go out with me sometime? Basically, what that tells a woman is, I'm not really confident and I really don't think I'm good enough for you, but I'm hoping that maybe you'll have pity on me and grace me with your presence on a date. The more beautiful a woman is, the more guys she has that act that way. She wants a guy that is going to stand out. She wants him to be more of a man than she is. The more beautiful woman she is, the more choices that she has. If she goes out on an average weekend, she might give her phone number out to 10 or 12 different guys. Predictably, what happens is that 9 or 10 of those guys are going to call her the very next day and ask her to go out on a date. From that point, she can basically decide which one she wants to go out with or if she wants to go out with any of them at all. Your goal is to be different. You do not want to give a woman the impression that you haven't had a date in 10 years, even if that is the case. There are some simple, subtle things that you need to learn about raising her attraction level, approaching her properly, asking for her number, and setting definite dates with confidence. Most guys, even if they do manage to get the phone number of a woman that they are interested in, can't seem to manage to get to her front porch or meet up for that all-important first date. If they do go out on a date, they can't seem to ever get another one with the same woman. On the other hand, the girls that they don't really have much interest in are calling and chasing them. They are pursuing them and really want to be with them. The simple answer is that you basically have to treat the ones you do like just like the ones you don't like. Of course, there's a lot more to it than that, but it's a start. I will be going into that more in depth later in the book. One of the other things that we will cover is once you are dating and starting to get serious about a woman, what to do to maintain her level of attraction. Most guys think that once they're going steady with their girlfriend, or once they get married, the courtship is over. They get this complacent attitude of, oh wow, now I've got this relationship thing handled. I can just kick back and drink my beers and sit in front of the TV all weekend and eat chips and pizza. I'm set. This is not the case. The courtship continues. It will be ongoing your entire life. It never ends. Many guys find it easy to get a girl and have her fall in love, but they are not able to maintain that level of love and don't understand why. A lot of guys have had their girlfriend just up and leave them, Or their wife has just up and left them after 10 years and they say, what the hell happened? I thought everything was great. I thought things were perfect. And now all of a sudden, she's gone. They don't have any idea what happened. Why you should never listen to your friends about dating advice. One of the reasons it's hard to get good advice, even from your friends, is that there are very few people that actually have healthy, loving relationships. Even the guys that really understand women can't seem to tell you specifically what you have to do. They just own their masculinity, they own their strength, and they own their core purpose and direction in life. They are naturally confident with women because they grew up in a very loving household, or they have learned for themselves what it takes. I have a few close friends who are naturally good with women. One of them is one of my best friends from high school. I've learned a ton about women from him over the years. He's been with his wife almost 20 years. They have three beautiful children together. He was a stud in high school, college, and back when we were single and hunting in our early 20s, he did really well. His wife looks hot and still takes care of herself. She still looks like she's in her 20s, even though she's in her 40s now. They have had maybe 7 or 8 fights total over the last 20 years they've been together. Their attitude is, why fight? We're in this together. It's about meeting each other's needs and enjoying each other. They both came from good, loving families, so things were easy for them. Another friend of mine is in his 70s now. He's been with his wife over 4 decades. He is so charming and awesome at charming banter. They still have a great sex life. He was a well-known musician back in the 1970s and early 1980s. He did the same thing with his first wife that I did with my first wife. He settled. He got married at 21, and right when he was about to tell her he was leaving her a few months later because he had made a mistake, she revealed she was pregnant. 12 years and 2 kids later, he finally got the courage to leave. His current wife of 40-plus years was only 18 when they met. He was 33. They have 2 kids and are now grandparents. He taught me a lot about women. His wife loves the shit out of him. When you come to your friends to talk about a woman and what is going on in your relationship, their first instinct is to give you advice. But should you listen to your friends' advice about women? Ask yourself this question first. What kind of a relationship does my friend have? Use the same radar that you will learn from what I teach you to gauge his woman's attraction level in him. Does she seem happy in the relationship? Is she loving and affectionate to him? Is he ignoring her while she goes about and does her own thing? What is her interest level in your friend? If you look at your friend's relationships, do you see what you want your relationship to become? If the answer is yes, then maybe your friends have a clue. If the answer is no, as it usually will be, then why on earth would you want to take their advice for your own relationship? Face the facts. If they do not have relationships that you want to emulate, all their good intentions in the world won't lead you to the relationship you truly deserve to have in your life. How many healthy relationships do you see out there? The number of healthy relationships out there, while increasing due to some of the awareness being brought to the concept, is still pretty low. Why is that? I once believed I had great parents. In retrospect, I realized that there was no real love shown between them. There was never an I love you exchange that I ever witnessed. Why should that be such a big deal? When there is no love shown between the parents, it creates insecurity in their children. In my case, when I went out into the dating world, I was shy and insecure. I didn't feel as though I had anything to offer. I felt unloved and unlovable. When children grow up around parents that do not show love to each other, children in turn perpetuate that in their own relationships in the future. Is that the type of relationship that you want for your children? The same kind of loveless trap relationship you may be in now. One you may have been exposed to by your own parents. Parents stay together for years without showing the proper example of a loving, healthy relationship to their children. This in turn makes the kids think, that's just the way things are. They become emotionally and mentally conditioned and anchored into feeling like dysfunctional relationships are normal. If the parents had worked to maintain a healthy relationship or separated into other healthier relationships, the kids might have had a clue by the time they reached their own teenage dating years. I had one friend who was married to a girl that he got pregnant at the age of 16 or 17. Over the years, what may have seemed like love at first turned into a marriage solely for the sake of the children. He began to have an affair. She started gaining weight, a lot of weight. She was seeking her happiness in food and using it to fill her up with that feel-good sensation she was missing in her marriage. At a wedding for a mutual friend, both the husband and wife shot one negative barb after another at each other. Both of their boys were extremely obese, very unhappy, and had very low self-esteem. These children hadn't even reached dating age, and they were already caught in the same trap of misery perpetuated by their parents. They will probably end up seeking out the same type of relationships for themselves, never knowing that there can be better for them. They will end up perpetuating the pain for another generation. Parents may think they are staying together for the sake of the children, but kids need to see parents in happy, loving, supportive relationships. The choices you make in your relationship life can certainly have an impact on the other people around you, especially the kids. There is also the impact on yourself to consider, as well as the happiness of the other person in the relationship. I have already said it before, if you are not growing together in a direction, then maybe you need to consider going your separate ways so that you can continue to grow. The quality of your life is in direct proportion to the quality of the people you consistently spend your time with. That's something to think about. The ultimate impact in a relationship that involves children is how they carry their own relationship knowledge forward with them into the next generation. Your legacy to your children should be learning what unconditional love looks like, not only in your love for them, but in your love for your partner. Your example is what sets the way for them to find the same kind of love in their lives in the future. Ultimately, the only way to see healthier relationships around us is to be a part of building our own happiness and letting it follow forward through the next generation. Perceptions of control. It is so important that people learn the information I have to offer. Again, only 3% of all men actually understand women. The divorce rate is over 50%, and the other 47% are simply too weak or not miserable enough to do anything about it. All you have to do is go to a mall, to a public event, or to dinner, and just look around at the other couples. Half of them are sort of staring into space, and they are not talking. I've gone to dinner and seen couples where the husband is reading a magazine, and the wife is reading the paper. They are just kind of present. They are hanging out as roommates. They probably haven't had sex in years either. There is nothing there in the relationship. A man should learn to take the direction in the relationship. It is funny when you go to the malls and you can tell who wears the pants in the relationship. You usually see the woman walking about 5, sometimes 10 feet in front of the man and the kids. The husband is walking as though being led by the nose, going along with whatever she wants. She is in total control of the relationship. If you are with your lady, you should either be holding her hand or walking side by side with her as a true equal. The bottom line is that the one in charge of the relationship, the one that's in control, is the one that is always in front. You can hear them talking as they go along. What do you want to do, honey? Oh, I don't know, honey. What do you want to do? Women don't want control. They want the man to make the decisions and make the plans. Women just want to show up for a date looking hot, have fun, and have the man lead things successfully into the bedroom. I used to go out with a woman, she's 29 now, and always dates guys that are in their 40s or 50s. These guys are the biggest pushovers in their relationships with her. They take her flying on their corporate jet and throw tons of money at her. I used to tease her about her engagement ring collection because she had 4 or 5 guys that had bought her engagement rings. Masculine and feminine energy. The problem is that she is so in her masculine side. We would go out and I'd have to spend over an hour working on getting her to be playful, to be a girl. She would start out, oh, turn left on this road and go this way. I would have to say, I know where I'm going, just relax. Just be a girl and have fun. I have everything handled. Just have a good time tonight. Don't worry about it. I'm not like the regular guys you go out with. Her father is a great guy, but he's very weak, and her mother runs the household. So she learned to run the household and the relationship from her mother. She is always in her masculine side, and yet she is drop-dead gorgeous. She competed for Miss America, has a perfect body, her master's degree, and a contractor's license. She's very successful, has her own business and her own TV show. Most guys are intimidated by her looks because she's so beautiful. In addition to that, she is so strong, she's so in her masculine side, that the only kinds of guys she can get are very feminine guys. A guy needs to make his mind up about what it is he wants to do. Women don't want to have to make all the decisions. That's why if you have been in a relationship for a long time and say, "Hey honey, what do you want to do tonight?" she'll throw it back into your lap. "What do you want to do?" You, "I don't know, honey. What do you want to do?" In other words, women are saying, "Will you make a decision already, for crying out loud?" That is a masculine strength quality. A guy that's direct, has a purpose in life, and says, "Hey honey, let's go to the movies tonight," will likely get a, "Great, let's go to the movies." You just have to be the one that sets the plans and knows what you are doing. Women just want to be able to go out, relax, completely get in their feminine side, and just let the guy take total control. All the guy really needs to focus on when dating is hang out, have fun, and hook up. Hang out. Make a definite date in the evening that can potentially lead to you having sex at her place or yours later in the evening. Have fun. Keep things funny and positive with no complicated situations or subjects. Just do something fun. Hook up. Go for the kiss. Kissing leads to heavy petting, which leads to you saying something like, "Hey, let's get out of here, grab a bottle of wine, and go back to my place." Seduction is the process of getting closer and closer to her until you end up inside of her. Once you are past the first few months and your lady is totally in love with you, at that point, the more of your presence and love that you give your lady, the more she wants from you. Women are about opening up and receiving your love and presence. That is the feminine energy. The masculine energy is all about purpose, drive, direction, and mission in life. The masculine energy is about breaking through barriers. Between men and women, the woman opens up and receives. She is physically designed to receive a man. She is penetrated in every way by her man, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and physically. And a man in every way penetrates the world and his woman. So the more you give to your lady, the more she wants from you. By only calling, texting her once a week for one date in the beginning per week, you create the conditions for her to start calling and texting you more and more. After the second or third date, when she starts contacting you first because she does not want to wait until next week to hear from you again, you'll then start seeing each other about twice per week. By the fifth or sixth week, you'll be seeing her 3 to 4 times per week. By week 7 and 8, she will be calling, texting, messaging you 2 to 3 times per day and pretty much be with you all the time. By sticking to once per week only where you initiate contact, she'll reach out more and more as her attraction grows. Then all you have to do is make your next date when she calls. By the end of 2 months, she'll be bringing up being exclusive because she's falling in love. Hang out, have fun, and hook up. Rinse, recycle, repeat. That's why a woman will call you during the day. "Hey, I'm just calling to see what you're doing." It is a big billboard that says, "Hey, I want to feel your love. I want to feel your presence." That's why when you walk in the door, she doesn't have to tell you she loves you. She runs up to you and wraps her arms around you and kisses you. It's because she wants to feel the love that you have for her. That's why when she says, "Hey, look, I got my nails done today." And you say, "Honey, I'm watching TV." It is one of the worst things you can do. You are basically saying to her, "I don't love you. I'm not giving you any of my presents. Get the hell out of my way. You are unimportant to me right now." You are invalidating what is important to her and leaving her feeling unloved. Bad move. When she says, "I just got my hair done. What do you think, honey?" You have to stop what you're doing and say, "You look beautiful. You look great. She did a great job. I love your nails. I love that new dress you just bought. Your new hair color looks great. That new handbag, I think it goes great with that outfit. You look really hot." Women want to be noticed. Everything they do is about getting your attention. That's why it is so important to understand this. One of my most recent testimonials was from a friend who told me I saved his relationship. His girlfriend was doing everything she could to try and get his attention. All she wanted to do was feel him. I told him, your sole purpose for being in that relationship is to give to her. So you either need to give to her or go out and get yourself a hooker. That way you can have a transactional-based relationship with no emotional attachments. Once he understood that, he realized everything she was doing, the clothes she was wearing, the hair, it was all about her saying, I want to feel your love. I want to feel your presence. When a woman stops doing these things, she has basically closed herself off from you. She is shut down, and now you will have a lot of work to do before you can get through and penetrate those barriers. She has put this wall up. You have shut her down because you haven't given her your presence. It is now going to be 10 times as difficult for you to get back into her heart again. She's going to test you and make it really hard because she wants to make sure that if she does open up to receive your love, that you are going to give that love and presence to her. That's why communication is so important. When women feel heard and understood, the legs open. When they don't, the legs close. I'm not going to tell you that having a healthy, loving relationship is easy. It takes a lot of work. However, I can tell you from experience that if you take the time to understand your woman, she will help you to make that healthy, loving relationship effortless. Again, it is all about knowing who you are, knowing what you want, being in your center, and understanding your woman. Once you get these concepts, you can not only have a wonderful, loving relationship, but you can grow in your own person, help her to grow in her own person, and perpetuate a healthy, loving lifestyle that will be emulated for generations to come. Part 3, The Art of Understanding, Looking for Love. We are all trying to get love or give love in everything we do. It is a natural part of human nature. How we look for love and what kind of love it is that we look for can depend on how we were raised. It can also depend on what we have come to understand about ourselves and the things that become important to us in our lives. Have we learned from past mistakes and evolved to a new level of understanding? Or do we go forward in the same manner of the true crazy person that continues to repeat the same actions over and over again and expects different results? Women and men look for love in different ways. Many guys, by the second or third date, are saying, I love you. Women are responding with reservation either inwardly or outwardly saying, what? You don't even know me yet. Thich Nhat Hanh says that you must love in such a way that the person you love feels free. When a guy starts professing his love only after a few dates and starts putting out the relationship vibe, it's simply inappropriate and out of sequence. Women are emotional beings, and they get scared when a guy tries to get too serious too soon by focusing on relationship labels or locking them down to a commitment. Commitment, bonding, and being together 24/7 happens slowly over several months as the woman's level of attraction for you grows. When she's ready for a relationship or a commitment, she'll bring it up. If she's not bringing it up, it means she's not at that point yet. Simply continue to focus on hanging out, having fun, and hooking up when you are together. Slowly over time, she won't want to be with anyone else other than you. If you try to force or rush the process, she will reject you, friend zone you, or ghost you. Guys are physical for the most part. They are very visual. A guy is going to look at a woman and know instantly whether he is interested or not. He's going to look at her hair, her eyes, her body, and instantly have a high level of sexual attraction for her, or not. Even though a guy has not spoken to a woman, or before he knows anything about her, he instantly tends to size her up. If a guy meets a woman, is talking to her, and thinks she is very beautiful, many times he will look past a lot of other qualities that he may not like, just because he is visually stimulated. A guy will have an instant reaction to a woman and say things like, oh wow, I'm going to marry her. Guys connect physically and in an instant can engage their emotions. Women take longer. They warm up more slowly to a reaction of interest. A woman needs to understand who the guy is before she will enter into that emotional reaction, and often before she will engage physically. Women go out on first dates with the attitude of just seeing what happens. The guy tends to be focused on making her his girlfriend and possessing her instead of just letting the love story develop. To a woman, when a guy is engaging his emotions at the beginning of the relationship, without taking the time to get to know who she is first, he seems needy. Because of the way women deal with emotions in love, they can't quite comprehend the man's instantaneous emotional response. It makes her leery and uncomfortable. She doesn't feel safe with him because he is not in his masculine. Guys who are needy tend to act like creepy stalkers. All women have met guys like this in the past, and most know how to spot the control freaks, stalkers, and needy guys. At that point, she is not seeing him as a strong-centered man. A woman that has a strong feminine core will be completely turned off by a man that is acting outside the strong masculine area where he should be. She might not even necessarily know what it is about him that is turning her off, but she will rapidly lose any attraction that might have been there from her first assessment. Don't be so serious. You don't have to declare your love to a woman for her to know that you are interested. In fact, the chances are higher that you will turn her off immediately. A woman knows when you're interested in her. Women intuitively know these simple things. It is common sense to them, but not to us guys. Women understand men far better than men understand women. She knows when a guy is interested because she has taken the time to develop this sense. Guys don't have this advantage. They don't know what to look for and will often project their own attraction level onto the woman, totally clueless of where she is really at. The whole process that I will be taking you through in this book helps a man to develop the same sense of awareness a woman has. So you give a woman the space to fall for you and come to you at her own pace to the point that she thinks it's her idea. When a guy meets a woman, he will often start right in about having a relationship, dating, where he's going to take her out on a date, and so forth. To the woman, this is a complete anti-mystery. The man doesn't even have her information yet, and he's already telling her everything he's going to do, where he's going to take her, and what he likes to do with women. This does nothing to build any anticipation. He is laying himself in her hands like an open book saying, "Here is everything there is to know about me." It takes all the mystery and challenge from her. Women want to be in a love story. Love stories are mysterious and full of building sexual tension and then releasing it at key moments. When you tell a woman everything that is going to happen, it's like telling a friend the ending to a movie they have not seen yet. When a guy starts talking about relationships, dating, marriage, and other things of this sort, it makes a woman feel as though he is being needy and he is smothering her. They want to move away from that scene as fast as possible. Before you can start getting into declarations of love, you need to make a woman feel comfortable. She has to feel safe. You need to make her feel that she can be totally in her feminine and relaxed without having to keep her guard up against your next move. The best way to do this is with laughter. When you first meet a woman, your goal is to make her laugh and feel comfortable. You need to talk to her. Better yet, you need to engage her in talking to you. Ask her questions. Get to know who she is. Keep the conversation light and positive. Joke, banter, and tease her in a playful, non-offensive manner. Treat her how you would treat a bratty little sister who, even though you give her a hard time, she knows that deep down you really love her, but are just having a little fun. Just have a good time. You can also say things like, "So tell me about you. What do you like to do for fun?" Or you could say, "What do you like to do?" The whole purpose behind this is to get past that instant visual interest of attraction. You are trying to engage her and, at the same time, gauge her attraction level for you. The goal is to find out if this woman is really someone you even want to go out with. If you joke around with her or you tease her and she's nasty to you, who cares? You're probably never going to see this woman again anyway, so what does it matter? If she doesn't respond to your jokes or doesn't think you are funny, you don't want to spend your time with her. You should always come from the place and assume that all women want you. Now, of course, it's not always going to be the case. Most women are not going to be single, available, or into you anyway. However, if you presuppose that you're already in, it's easy to walk away when they reject you, feeling like it's their loss. By banter and joke, I mean that you always need to be prepared to respond with a lighthearted, non-serious answer. If she says, "Do you have a girlfriend?" you might respond with, "I always have room for one more. Are you asking me out? Wow, you're really forward," etc., keeping a smile on your face. If she says, "Well, I think you're a jerk," don't argue with her. You simply need to come back with something less serious and an "I don't care" attitude, such as, "Why, thank you for noticing." You need to shrug it off. Remember that you are a strong, centered guy. Something like this should not push you off your center. When you are in your place of confidence, she will often read it as funny but cocky. Google Corey Wayne, "How to be cocky and charming to get laid," and "Dominant behavior gets you laid." She wants to see if you really are what you are putting out there. She's going to test you to see if she can push you off that center of confidence. She's looking for your reaction to feel your strength. If you just blow it off, you are confirming to her that you really are as confident as you portray. You have passed her test. The other day, I was at the counter of a sushi place, and a girl from another restaurant in the mall came in for a pickup order, wearing her uniform that said where she was from. I jokingly commented, "What, are you a traitor?" After all, she was wearing the uniform of another restaurant, and here she was at the restaurant I was at, picking up sushi. I said, "Is there something I should know about the food where you work?" I could have easily said, "Oh, so that's the secret ingredient in your desserts." After her surprise over my comment, I was able to get a smile out of her. At that time, I wasn't looking to get her number or anything. I was just out to make her smile. You should be friendly to everyone, everywhere you go. Treat all women the same. Why? Because repetition is the mother of skill. Excellence is not a singular act, but a habit. You are what you do repeatedly. That's a quote by Aristotle. If you hear me repeating things over and over in this book, which you're going to see, I repeat things that are really important. You never know when you're going to turn around and meet the next great love of your life. If you are this way everywhere you go, chatting up Mrs. Wright when she shows up in your life will be just like breathing. Google Corey Wayne, improving your social skills, and Corey Wayne, the process of improving your social skills, and practicing your social skills, and be friendly to everyone. You won't have to think about it. If you only wait for the ones you really like, you'll choke and walk away pissed off at yourself for not being ready and blowing a good opportunity simply because you were not prepared. Success depends upon previous preparation. And without said preparation, there is sure to be failure. Confucius. One suggestion I would like to make is go to the mall and banter with women you don't have any interest in at all. Joke and tease with them to develop your skills. What happens is when you start talking, teasing, joking, and being humorous with a lot of different women is that you get in the habit of doing it. When you come across a woman you are really interested in, you can just be natural. I do it all the time. Every time I see a woman and an opportunity to tease her, I take it. It hones my skills and keeps me in practice. When I run into somebody that I want to approach, I can act the same way with the one I am interested in as I did with the one that I was not. Practice makes perfect. It's a great way for you to go and become comfortable with your confidence and who you are. Talk to women in the gift shops, in the Hallmark stores, or wherever you come across them. Pick the ones that you are not interested in and joke and banter and tease them. Build your skills. Make these skills a part of who you are while at the same time bringing a smile to somebody's face. Ask people their opinion on gifts to buy for loved ones, opinions on dating and relationships, suggestions for cologne to wear, etc. Women love to give their opinions on pretty much everything. Once you do this with the clerks and see how easy it is, and how open they are to giving you advice on all kinds of topics, talking to random women or people in general at the mall will be much easier. Go at your own pace. Start out by walking around the mall and making eye contact and smiling at people who look you in the eye and smile. Women who are single, friendly, and available, and who like you, will look you in the eye and smile. That is their invitation to approach. Women who are married or in a relationship, who have a bad attitude, who are unavailable, etc., will simply ignore you and act like you are invisible. They will not look at you even though you know they can tell you are making eye contact. That makes it really easy. Only approach women who are friendly, smile at you, and make mutual eye contact. Once you get bored with that, you can simply take the next step and say something like, "Hi, how are you? How's your day going? What are you ladies up to?" etc. By asking questions and for their opinions on anything and everything, they will do most of the talking, and you can simply say, "I gotta run, but it was nice chatting with you. Have a great day," as you walk away and end the conversation. Once that is easy and boring for you, then simply close with, "Hey, I gotta run, but I would like to talk to you some more. What's your phone number?" As you look down at your phone expecting to get it. If you're really bold, you should do what I do. "I gotta run, but I'd love to meet up with you for a drink sometime. When are you free to get together?" And then wait for her to tell you and make a definite date. Google Corey Wayne, how to make a definite date with a woman so she does not break it, and how to properly set dates. I make dates on the spot. Why? The more steps you put in between meeting a woman and making a date, the higher the likelihood that you'll never get one. Sometimes I will go out and a woman I am interested in will look over. I will sometimes stick my tongue out at her. It usually catches her off guard. She may stick her tongue back out at me. This tells me she is willing to be playful and that she is interested. Other times, I might motion with my finger for her to come over. She will often motion back for me to come to her. I won't do it. I will simply shake my head and motion her back to me. I am letting her know that she has to come to me. If she doesn't, I will just shrug and ignore her. 9 times out of 10, before 5 minutes have passed, she has joined me. There it is. She's interested. If I were to go to her, I would have given her some of my power. At that point, I have stepped out of my masculine and let her take charge. I have stepped out of my confidence and stopped being the leader. Watch her reactions to your joking around. If you are telling really stupid, corny jokes and she's laughing, even though you know they're not really that funny, it tells you she's interested. It's a measure of your success at making her feel comfortable, which is exactly what you need to do. A woman has a higher level of attraction to a man she can have fun with and that can make her feel comfortable. If you are being too serious with her from the start, worrying about dating, relationships, and labels, then you may be engaging your emotions too fast for her. It is a signal for her to back away and test you. Compliments from the beginning. Another thing that can have a negative effect on a woman's attraction level is compliments, especially if she is beautiful. If she is beautiful, then she has been told just that since she was 5 years old. She doesn't need you telling her. She knows it. She sees herself every day in the mirror. There are probably 15 people she meets every day that tell her how beautiful she is. Even if it doesn't have a negative impact, complimenting a woman you just met for the first time is not going to raise her attraction level in you unless you do it properly. Many guys who are just learning to use what I teach will often get nervous and say, "You have really nice nails." Then they will say, "You have really nice hair." Then they might compliment her on what she's wearing or some other BS compliment. What happens is their nervousness overwhelms their ability to act natural and say what's really on their mind. What happens is that instead of communicating their interest in a masculine way, they come off as robotic, uncomfortable, inauthentic, ass-kissy, phony, and basically trying to use compliments as a bribe for sex. The woman feels a weird, unnatural vibe, and it feels like she is being clinically diagnosed instead of authentically being celebrated and desired by a man who is used to getting what he wants. If you're going to compliment a woman, say what you're really thinking and feeling. These are some of the things I say to women based upon how they make me feel inside. "You take my breath away. You're intoxicating to look at. I want you. You're sexy as hell. You have a fucking unbelievable body," etc. Obviously, for the average guy, it will take him some time to build up to being able to say these types of things fearlessly. Go at your own pace and comfort level. Here's another way to look at it. You don't have to lay out the compliments to a woman when you first meet her. The instinctive radar she has is already telling her you are interested. If you walk up and start talking to her, that already shows her you are interested. A guy doesn't have to tell a woman how pretty she is, how smart she is, or lay it on thick. When a woman gets compliments from a guy she just met,